Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. One of the best to ever do it graduated from Simpson College last semester as Cassie Nash hangs up the cleats and the sneakers, going down as one of the top players for both the Storm women's soccer team and women's basketball team. Nash was recruited to Simpson to play basketball only by head coach Brian Nemeth, who saw an athletic basketball player who could contribute immediately and provide a perfect on-court presence to Simpson's fast pace of play, and she quickly became known across campus and on the radio airwaves as Cash.
It was the first school I ever visited, which was towards the end of my junior year, and that's when Coach Lonnie was here. And she had reached out to me, and she did really great in the recruiting process. She got me on campus. I met Coach Nemeth, and I could tell like he was a coach I would love to play for. He had seen a lot of success in his program, and I knew that he'd care about me as a player, but also as a person, and want me to like do good in the class as well as on the court. So when I got here, I actually just played basketball my freshman year, and then it wasn't until sophomore year that I joined the soccer team.
We thought she was really athletic and would fit into our style, and obviously that was one of the main reasons we went after her. Also, playing in Lincoln, Nebraska, she played against some very good competition there, so we thought her transition to college would be pretty easy, and it turned out that it was. She played right away and was athletic and was able to contribute as a freshman.
Rasmussen dribbles right up top. Nash backing down her opponent, just bullies her way straight to the hoop. Layup is up and in, and Nash, you can't stop her one-on-one. What do you do? And it's 20-3.
Nash joined a team that was trying to get back on top of the American Rivers Conference that had been dominated for years by Wartburg on the court and was part of a conference tournament qualifying squad in her freshman year that featured six double-digit scorers. It was after her freshman season when head women's soccer coach Jeremy Reinert got notified of a possible addition to the team.
My freshman year in college is when COVID hit, and my friends that I played with in high school got their last season taken away. And I knew that if I had the option to play, I didn't want to not play and regret it. So I reached out to Coach Lonning and talked to Coach Nemeth about maybe playing soccer the next year as well as basketball. And they got me in touch with Coach Reinert, and then Now we're here.
It started with Coach Nemeth. He sent me a message and said, hey, I've got an athlete who's interested in playing soccer. Would you be willing to talk with her? So I was just crossing my fingers that it was Cash. And it was. And so he shared her number with me. And I remember preparing for the call on what I needed to say to try and convince her to be in. It didn't take very long to get her in a number. And we were able to match the basketball number 22. And she was with us, too.
Beginning the 2020 season, now being a multi-sport athlete, Cash played in seven games for the Storm soccer squad in the midst of a pandemic, scoring four goals in seven contests, and heading into a tumultuous basketball season that, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, had a limited schedule. The Storm basketball squad went undefeated en route to a conference championship, with Nash earning all-conference second-team honors and did it playing multiple styles. However, the NCAA tournament was canceled that season.
During her time with us, I've asked her to be a starter at three different positions. I've asked her to play off the bench one year, even though she was one of the best players on the team, and she did it. And it obviously made the team better to bring somebody like that off the bench. And so she was always willing to do whatever was best for the team, and I told her I always appreciated that.
Now up top to Coles, back to Jones. Nash knocks it away. Now she's beating everybody back down the floor, dribbling right to the hoop. Layup is up and in. And Cassie Nash, instant offense off the bench, puts the Storm up 22-3, under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Along with the meteoric aspirations for the Storm basketball team, there was a renewed vigor for the up-and-coming Storm soccer squad, as a group that included Nash, Haley Cousin, Julia Wagoner, Maddie Hayes, and more began to gel and put the conference on notice with a narrow American Rivers Conference loss to Wartburg in the semifinals, with Nash scoring 13 goals in 20 games, and led to an interesting sequence of building up a soccer program to be on par with an already established basketball program.
Playing for Coach Nemeth, knowing that like he has a history of success, I knew it was going to be something like really exciting and something that I wanted to be a part of. It wasn't something I was going to have to try and like go in and build, but learn from the girls above me and just kind of continue on their legacy. Whereas soccer, they hadn't been the best in years past. And when I joined the team, we had girls that were wanting to make the switch. So it was still kind of learning from them, but then also trying to make it better. And that started like culturally. So the girls that like were in my grade, they did a really good job of kind of starting to turn that around. And then like the girls under it, we were also bringing in like really good people that cared about each other on and off the field, which led to more success later down the road as well.
The next basketball season went as expected. Simpson going 26-2 and a perfect 15-0 in conference play, leading the nation in three-point shooting, free throws, and assist-to-turnover ratio, among many others, as they earned a conference championship and an NCAA tournament hosting bid.
We just had the girls that knew what was on the line, and it was their last chance to do that, so it was really cool to see the effort that we were putting in. I feel like there was a part of us that came in a little cocky because we had returned a lot of girls that got that extra year of eligibility from the COVID year. And so it wasn't until we got our first loss that season that we realized, like, yes, we're good, but we still have to, like, work really hard. And I feel like when we saw that switch, it saw more success for us going through the rest of the season and into the national tournament.
Nash just snakes it away, just sends it to herself down the floor. Right-handed layup is up and in. And Cassie Nash is a one-person juggernaut and puts the Storm up four. Hear that Storm crowd come alive. Trailing 62-59, pass gets into Faber. She finds Young, dribbles left, nearly lost it, 8 seconds to go, loses the ball, gets it up to Anderson. Anderson guarded by Nash, 3 seconds, has to get it somewhere, 2 seconds, Faber puts up a desperation three for the tie. It's no
yes.
good, no
oh,
good, keep
yes.
the zeros in the L column, and your Simpson College Storm are back to back undefeated American Rivers Conference champions as they take down Wartburg 62-59. What a ball game.
The Storm dispatched Gustavus Adolphus in the first round, but the normally sharp-shooting Storm shot just 28% from deep as they fell in the round of 32 to Wisconsin Oshkosh.
Over the top for Nash, down low, up and under, layup is up and in, and Cassie Nash, 5 points in the fourth, it's Cassie Nash time, and the Storm lead by six.
As core basketball players were lost to graduation, soccer was full steam ahead. The Storm in the fall of 2022 went 6-2 in conference play and made the first of three straight conference championship games after a thrilling overtime victory against Wartburg, with Nash scoring the tying goal with just over 2 minutes left in regulation, and another in overtime to springboard the Storm forward as Nash was recognized as American Rivers Conference Offensive Player of the Year.
I feel like that year it was something that wasn't expected of us. We were the underdogs. We were not supposed to win that game, but we had a group of girls that really cared. And so having the team want to go out there and try, and even though they're supposed to lose, think that they still have a chance, I think was really big. And so when we got those goals, or when we got the first goal to tie it, there was a lot of tears shed then, just like, oh my gosh, we're going into overtime with Wartburg. Hadn't done that before, hadn't made it to the conference championship. So just seeing like how much people cared in that moment, just being tied at the end of regulation, I think was really big. And then we finally got that second goal in overtime, and we had to hang on because it wasn't golden goal at the time. So we had to finish out the two overtimes. Everyone was putting their body on the line for everything, just trying to make it to the conference championship. It was a really cool experience to see from the team that everyone truly cared.
That was an iconic moment and historic moment for our program. I had to contextualize it for people. Wartburg was number 24, 25 in the country at that time. The girls that she took the ball from and then ran past were both All-Americans and both conference players of the year. She hadn't been named either of those two things yet. And so the fact for her to run backwards, get it, and then start her speed back up and then run past the other one en route to beating two more All-Region players, people don't do what she did in that moment. It was a really, really special moment for our program.
The new look Storm basketball team had lost many players to graduation and had to rely on Nash for both offense and defense much more than in the past. Simpson fell in the conference tournament semifinals with Nash scoring 15 points a game, but also led the conference in assists and steals and earned the American Rivers Conference Defensive Player of the Year award.
I'd say it was hard. Those were girls that I looked up to since my freshman year and like the recruiting process. They were girls that were leaders on and off the court. You couldn't walk past the gym without seeing them down there doing shooting workouts and things. So having like my role models and the people that helped make me a better player through Coach Nemeth and like on the Simpson team, it was hard losing them, but I wanted to be that person for the girls under me as well, because everyone needs someone that they can look up to and see, hey, with hard work and dedication, like, you can be this as well. So switching to be more of like a leader off the court as well, I feel like was something that I had to do, and like be in the gym doing all those shooting workouts and extra things when like coach isn't around. So just knowing that that was like something that Coach Nemeth looked for and that the younger girls needed to look up to, I feel like kind of made it easier to be like, okay, if I want to be the role model that Cam was for me or that Kaya and Jenna were for me, then I'd have to do that for
me. Gets it over to Nash. Nash trying to cross over. Splits the defense. Left-handed layup is up and in. Fourth quarter is Cassie Nash time.
After those graduations, she stepped into the role of having to be somebody that scored the big basket at the end of the game or got the big steal or the big rebound. The team kind of depended on her. So it was a different role for her, but she did extremely well with it. And she got double teamed more, even triple teamed it sometimes. She made the change and did it in a good way.
The Storm soccer squad took a massive leap forward in 2023, as was expected. The standard core over the last several years all returned, as Simpson went 16-3-2 on the season and 7-1 in conference, making the conference championship game and falling in heartbreaking fashion to Loras on penalty kicks. But in the process, earned an at-large entry to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1999. The Storm took down St. Catherine, but fell in the round of 32.
We had really started to move the needle here, and she was one of the three or four pieces that had come in that group that we thought, okay, we've got something here. And this group, if they can stay together and stay organized, I think this group can have a ceiling that's higher than it's ever been for Simpson women's soccer. We tried to lean into her experience in the basketball world and their pedigree. And I asked Coach Nemeth if we could borrow the conference tournament trophies. And I said, can we have it in our preseason meeting? Because I need our team to understand what the aspirations and goals are and that it's not about making the tournament or earning a bye. We're here to win the thing.
Cash returned to play one final basketball season that winter for her fifth and final year of eligibility, and in the process etched her name into the history books. Nash earned her second straight American Rivers Conference Defensive MVP Award, third straight All-Region Award, and in the process became the program's all-time leader in steals and ranks top five in assists, made field goals, field goal attempts, made free throws, free throw attempts, and field goal percentage.
At the end of her career, she was our leading scorer, but also led the team in assists, which is hard to do, to be the leading scorer and lead in assists. But she was able to do that, and then obviously she led us in steals, defensive conference player of the year 2 years in a row. So the range of what she could do on the court, starting from her freshman year, where she started as a three for us and had a different expectation put on her, didn't have to score a lot, but needed to play good defense and rebound, to where she ended up her fourth and fifth year as having to score and also having to rebound and run the show, be the go-to player. I'm amazed by the range of things she did on the floor and did them at a high level.
The decision to return for a fifth year of soccer was not a struggle, as once again the core of athletes who played together for years all returned for one last go in 2024.
The first time we made it to the conference championship, like, that was something that was new for us. But then from then it was a turning point. Like, okay, we know that we're like a good team now. We should have like this expectation of like getting there. So then the next year it was like, okay, we should get there. We're a good team. We've been putting in all the work. We just have to go out there. We have to put our hearts on the line, try really hard, make it through those hard games, and then we should find ourselves in the conference championship again. And then we did that last year and lost in PKs, which it was hard. But then part of the reason why I came back this year as well, because it was some of the same girls, like Julie and Haley, were some of my best friends on the team, and they were taking their fifth year. So being able to come back one more time, knowing that we have a good team and people that care and want to do it for Coach Reiner, and just seeing how far we can go, kind of switched it from the expectation being like, all right, let's make the conference tournament, to let's see if we can go out and win this thing. And we were so close, but didn't quite make it. But knowing that we did well enough during the season and we had girls trying and putting their hearts into it got us the bid for the national tournament this year again.
I truthfully think Cash's experience in the national tournament, as sour as it ended the year prior, I think she had so much fun. She had so much fun in that journey on that season, along with the experience that we got provided to us by the NCAA up there at UW La Crosse, that it was a no-brainer for her that, why wouldn't I want to do something like this again?
Cash is running for it. Can Cash get there in time? She can. Cash has it. She gets it through. It's in the net. Cassie Nash puts one in the net, and the Storm have a 1-0 lead in the first half. Cash breaks through as the Storm have been knocking on the door for a solid 10 minutes. She goes to the bench to give everybody a high five.
The Storm once again fell in heartbreaking fashion in the conference championship game to Loras, but were once again selected to the NCAA tournament, winning in the first round over La Crosse in double overtime, with Nash again coming up big.
Giving Nash a chance at the edge of the area, Benke tapped it away for a moment, but then Nash turns and wheels, and the ball's in the back of the net. Nash slipped as she made the shot, but the ball was placed perfectly enough to sneak it inside the post. So Simpson ends up, and the leading scorer, who had not had a lot of chances in this match, all of a sudden comes up big when the moment mattered the most.
The Storm fell in the next round to eventual national champion Wash U, wrapping up a historic career for Nash. She ended her women's soccer career as a four-time All-Region, five-time All-Conference, and second most goals, points, and shots in team history. Nash registered 24 game winners and finished fifth in career assists with 34 and tied for sixth in hat tricks with three.
I guess it's not something I like think about. I don't think about my individual success because it's not happening without Haley giving me like assists and all these things, and Meredith in the net making all these great plays to like make us be good, or Julia holding down the midfield. It's all team success that helps me get noticed for those things, I guess. It's individual effort starting from the back all the way up to the finish.
She's one of the top players that I've had in my years, and I've been lucky enough to have several of those, and she fits right in with that. She, with basketball, she didn't necessarily take us to the next level. She kept us at the level we were at, which I really appreciated. I think in soccer, she took him to the next level. So to have a player that could do that in two different sports is pretty special.
I don't think we can quantify what her impact at Simpson College has been. She's been the headline of the department for multiple years. It's been a really great era of Simpson athletics, but her ability to be here for 6 years, I think, is so unique. Five for basketball and five for soccer, but it overlaid for 6 years. And be as dominant as she was, it is really, really unique. Players of her stature, athletes of her stature and ability, I just don't think you ever plan on having another player like that. We got to experience her abilities and gifts and selflessness while she was here, and I'm thankful to have been a part of it.
So what does the future look like now for the graduated standout? Still playing soccer, still in school.
So I'll actually be moving to Italy in January, where I'll be getting my master's degree in sports management and playing soccer there. So be headed overseas for at least a year, and we'll see what happens after that.
So after 5 years of playing two sports at a high level, graduating college through a worldwide pandemic, and countless awards and honors, Cassie Nash goes down as one of the greatest Simpson athletes of all time, with still more to come. For KNIA KRLS Sports and today's Lately Radio Sports page, I'm Andrew Swadner.